In the 1940s and 50s, Central Avenue in Los Angeles was the hub of a West Coast Harlem renaissance. A club called Babes and Ricky's Inn dates from that time. About a decade ago, it moved west to the Black Community's News Center in Leimert Park. From NPR member station KQED in San Francisco, we have this audio postcard narrated by Cy Musker.
Babes and Ricky's Inn in Los Angeles is 42 years old, among the oldest blues clubs on the West Coast. It's also one of the last survivors of LA's Central Avenue jazz scene. No surprise, the owner is a survivor herself, 85-year-old Laura Mae Gross. Still, Gross says she strives to showcase the freshest young blues artists of today.
Kids that want to be musicians, the one that's really going to make it, I can tell right when they hit the face lick if they're going to do something. And some of this, the real good-looking boys, just, you know, like, I'm so good-looking, I don't have to pay. I says, there's a lot of good-looking guys out there, but you got to play.
Musicians carrying instrument cases file past Gross, warmly addressing her as Mama. She's sitting by the door as she does every night, dressed in her Sunday best and sporting a stylish sequined headband in the style of a 1920s flapper. Two nights a week, local musicians drop in for the chance to jam on stage with the house band, Mama's Boys. These unseasoned performers often seek out Gross's opinion after they've played. What they find is a tough critic.
Because I know that I don't have to say anything. I know they're going to come ask, why did I do, Mama? I say, you ain't do with the damn, you got to go study some more. And the one that listen, some of them do. They doing darn good. But I told them, above all, keep out of the gangs and pay attention to what your mother and father tell you. And please, no dope. Concentrate on your music.
Let Trey step out there. Do something, Trey. I'll come down.
With motherly instinct, Gross nourishes young talent and appetites. On Monday nights, the club is packed with a young crowd there for the soul food buffet dinner. It's included in the $8 cover. Gross carried over the tradition from the inn's old location on Central Avenue. The buffet features Gross's secret fried chicken recipe, passed on to her just before she moved here from Mississippi in 1944.
Well, I started really for the college kids at USC because I didn't think they was getting home cooked meals, and I started with $5 for them.
Babes and Ricky's was forced off Central Avenue a decade ago. Landlord tripled the rent. Local politicians helped her find a new home on Leimert Boulevard, the cultural heart of Black L.A. The club cherishes its history as a showcase of the blues. The original jukebox is stocked with 45s by legends like T-Bone Walker, Little Milton, and B.B. King. All have played on Babes and Ricky's stage.
Oh, I had B.B. King, who is a doll. He's just down the eighth. He's really good. I had Albert King, and some would perform, like Little Milton and Percy Mayfield, and all of them would at least do one or two songs with my band.
Gross met her business partner, Jonathan Hodges, when he was just another musician looking for a place to play. Hodges has a day job. He's a successful prop manager in Hollywood, but he still treasures the shot Mama gave him perform at Babes and Ricky's.
For young musicians, to have to go through that process is not only daunting and difficult, but in some cases impossible, and they have to conform to the marketplace, and that's not the greatest thing for people to do when they're starting out expression-wise.
This night at Babes and Ricky's Inn, the performer, dressed neatly in a shirt and tie, pays his respects in song to club founder Laura Mae Gross.
I should listen.
That profile was narrated by Cy Musker and produced by Dana Lehman.
I should have listened.